Our next article is all about skateboarding. Skateboarding will be one of five new sports to make its debut at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. But does it really belong in the serious organised world of the Olympic Games? It seems that not everyone is convinced.
The Olympic Games have a problem. Young people think they're boring. The median age of viewers in the USA is 49, and it rises with each new Games. So, with a $2.8 billion TV event to protect, the International Olympic Committee, IOC, is desperate to attract an audience more interested in the X Games or electronic sports, esports. Their answer? Skateboarders. Skateboarders are young. They are cool. So the IOC has put them onto the very first day of the 2020 Olympics, at which 80 skaters, equal numbers of men and women, will compete in two events, street and park skate. The trouble is that a lot of skaters aren't enthused about their sport being in the Olympics. In fact, they even started a petition to get the IOC to reconsider. Here's the thing. Skateboarding has always been a rebellious, anarchic activity, and proud of it. It's what kids do instead of organized, adult-sanctioned sports of the kind you see at the Olympics. On top of that, a lot of them don't like the money that surrounds the Olympics, the cheesy ceremonies, or even the competitiveness of it. Indeed, skateboarding journalist Bud Stratford says they largely think the whole thing sucks ass. The Olympics represents everything that skateboarding stands against, he explains. The Olympics gives one man, or woman, a chance to reign victorious over their peers and bask in the joy of victory, while every other sad-assed loser gets to suffer through the agony of defeat. This is totally contrary to what skateboarding is all about. Skaters know this. Putting it more directly, skating legend Tony Alva says, "F*** the corporate assholes in charge of the Olympics. They need us a lot more than we need them. The athletes are the only people who have any soul. Keep it real. Boycott the Olympics." That's not going to happen, of course. After all, there are already pro skateboarders with a world championship and numerous other competitive events. And the IOC will be careful not to repeat the fiasco when it introduced snowboarding in 1998. Some of the top riders refused to attend because they didn't like the rules on dress and sponsorship. Then, the victor almost lost his gold medal after he tested positive for marijuana. But speaking of that, a lot of skaters smoke weed. It's part of it, says British pro skater Ross McGowan. So, what's going to happen if they test people for having a joint? They're not going to have a lot of the top dudes. Thankfully, some are more optimistic about the marriage of skate and the Olympics. Lizzie Armanto, an American pro skater, says, "I don't think there's going to be an issue with skateboarders not being able to get into the Olympics because of their habits. Snowboarders had to go through the same thing, and they're still getting in." Indeed, after the initial chaos, snowboarding became one of the most popular Olympic events, and skateboarding could do the same. While the IOC won't let skaters smoke weed or wear their sponsors' clothing, they will open the skate facilities for the general public to use outside competition moments. And while the Olympics will never be cool in the way the X Games are, lots of skaters like the kudos it offers. "Us skateboarders have always been considered a rough and ready crowd," says Chris Russell, an American pro. "Now we're going to be considered Olympic athletes." I think that's pretty rad, you know?